What you commit to today is what you will receive in 5 to 7 years. What you don't commit to today, you definitely won't have in 5 to 7 years. Commitment. If there's one requirement to getting rich, to being successful, to having any sort of success in any sort of endeavor in your life, in any area, is this idea of commitment. Now, commitment is kind of a heavy word. You know, sometimes we make up other phrases to explain commitment, like I'm all in. What does that mean? It means I'm completely committed. You know, 110%, people will say, I'm committed. As if the extra 10 proves the commitment level, that their commitment level is higher than other people's. But see, these are just things people say. Commitment isn't something you say. Commitment is something you do. Commitment is action. But here's the thing about commitment as well. Commitment's not 2 months. That's just doing something. Commitment's not a one-time thing. Commitment's not something that I'm committed. Commitment is a daily process. This idea of what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows, that only happens with daily commitment. The renewing of one's mind daily on the task. The way that I recruited over 100,000 people in the last 20 years into various affiliate programs, network marketing programs. Commitment. I would wake up every day, rise to grind to do the job. Commitment. Now all the people around me, they're committed to other things. They're committed to other things. And the worst thing to be committed to is yourself. This idea of oneself, of protecting oneself, of being comfortable, of staying in one's comfort zone. See, most people are committed to the things that actually won't help them. They won't help you grow. People will save their money. They'll hold on to their money. And like the talent parable in the Bible, that God gives talents to people. Now that could be money, but we could use just generically use the term talents, that He gives you abilities. To some people He's given one talent, one ability. To some people in the parable in the Bible He gives 5, and to another person He gives 10. Some people have been born and bestowed upon with incredible talents. The talent to speak, or they're beautiful, or they're tall, and this makes them, what, if you're really tall, then you might have a natural ability to be better at, say, basketball than a guy who's 5'2". And so the guy who's 5'2 would probably be wasting his talent, because his talent isn't basketball, it's actually something else. And maybe it is related to basketball because he loves basketball, but maybe he'd be better served if he committed to the process of being a referee. And then he could serve the game that he loves so much. So he takes the focus off himself. I want to be the star. I want to play basketball. And puts it on how could I serve the thing that I love. And it's through service. Through service. Service. This idea that it's better to give than to receive. See, the secret to building a business, the secret to acquiring riches and wealth, most of us learned it in Bible school. And it's not that the Bible's right or wrong or anything. These are just simple, but it's words of wisdom. The reason they were written down and held and kept sacred is because, well, they're wise. A lot of good information, whether you're a believer or non-believer. Wouldn't you agree that a restaurant that serves its customers, that puts its customers first, that would grow better than a restaurant that doesn't? It just makes sense. But there has to be a commitment level. One of the major flaws to the industry that I promote and mark and spend most of my time is there's zero commitment level. Zero. Like 95% of the people who join me or get involved in me or quote claim to have a home-based business, They don't. What they do is they hop from scheme to scheme to scheme, never, ever, ever actually committing to anything. But see, because they equate commitment as, well, I need to see results. I can't possibly commit to something that isn't paying me. And yet you can. Because the closer we move to free, the closer you move to that thing that you would do, whether someone paid you or not, is where often the money is found. My obsession, my commitment to this idea of, could I run ads and strangers read them, call in and request information? And I mastered that. I committed to that process. And along the way in commitment is failure. 20 years ago, I committed to the idea that the way I would become a millionaire is I would acquire 10 houses. How do I do that? And I simply read, I just need to have good credit and save up down payment. That is literally the only entry to barrier was I needed to have above 700 credit score. That's it. And save up enough money at the time, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to buy a house. That's it. The only two things I had to do to become a millionaire, have a good credit score, save money. That is it. Now, I have to be committed. Commitment is required for that plan to work. Commitment is required for that plan to work. And so for 18 to 20 years now, I've gotten up every day to prove the commitment that I made two decades ago. And I ask you, what do you wake up to prove every day? See, because the thing that you go and do every day, 8 to 5, that's you. That's what you fought for. That's what you argued for. And you say, no, I don't like being a bus driver. Then why the hell did you fight for it? You say, Gerald, I don't like my job. Bullshit. You fought for it. You stood in line for it. You filled out the application for it. And you asked for it. And you got it. Every religion in this planet teaches the idea that what you ask for, you get. That what you believe in faith, you will receive. Every religion teaches this. You've been taught this since a child. And yet we have people who have jobs they don't like, spouses they don't like, they don't like their money situation, then why do you fight for it? You say, I don't fight for poverty. Yeah, you do. I watch people every single day on the phone with me argue to be poor. They insist on staying poor. I show them an idea. I show them a plan. Obviously, I can't guarantee this helps, but they obviously have some interest or they wouldn't have responded. So I'm talking to a like-minded person, and then I begin to share with them what I've done to build wealth, how I did it, how did I become financially free, and I begin to share with them the plan. And you know the first thing that 90% of them do? They begin to push back and tell me and fight against the plan. They immediately, bam, immediately, well, I can't do that. I don't have money for that. And it's a giant long list of all the things that they can't commit to. And then they sit around wondering and wallowing, why can't I improve my situation? Because you're committed to your situation. Truth is, most poor people are committed to being poor. Ask them to do something different. You don't think you're committed to it? Listen to yourself talk next time someone shows you an opportunity and listen to the words that come out of your mouth. See, when people are given one talent, oh man, just like the parable in the Bible, they take that one talent and they run outside and they bury it. I don't want to lose it. Risk adverse. I only got one. So they take no risk. They're committed to taking no risk. They're committed to their poverty. They're committed to the job they have that they don't like. Most people like hating what they have. Period. Otherwise, you'd do something about it. You live with a person you don't want to live with. You chose it. And so we play this. I wrote a booklet a while back entitled The Two Selves. I'd be happy to send you a copy. 16 pages where I show you the yin and yang that's going on in your mind. On one side, you feel like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof and you could do anything. Remember when they used to tell you that? And then all of a sudden you become 40 and you can't seem to do shit. Oh, I can't leave this job. I talk with people every single day who tell me they can't move. Now, how did people get on the Mayflower and come to this country and build this beautiful thing that we have and you can't move one town over? Committed to poverty. Most people are committed to middle-class poverty. That's their commitment. You say, Gerald, they don't like it. I didn't say they like it. I didn't say you like your situation, but you're committed to it because that's why you're in it. You are where you are because of commitment you made 5 years ago. And 5 years before that and 5 years before that. I am where I am because of a commitment I made 20 years ago. And every day I've lived to prove that commitment. That doesn't make me special because I should be further than I am. And every day I wake up just a little bit pissed off at myself because why was my commitment 10 houses? Because now when I look at that, I would realize how ridiculously easy that is. I so shortcut myself. And every day I wake up now at 48 years old, a little bit pissed off at myself. How in the hell are you only worth a couple $1 million? You should be worth $100 million with everything you know, Gerald. This is the voice in my head. The voice in my head says 10x this. The voice in my head is pissed off at myself for my commitments being so small. And then I see other people. And I'm like, bro, why are you committed to being poor? Like friends of mine, people who know me and never have read a book of mine. I have 5 books. I wrote a book 10 years ago on how to get rich, and then I did it, and not a person around me did it. Not a single family member, not a single personal friend read that book, and I'm richer than all of them, and I told them how to do it, and they don't care. They don't care. They don't even know it happened. They're walking asleep. They're holding on to that one little talent. Oh boy, I got this job. And then I get to listen to them bitch every weekend or every fish fry, every time we get together and have some beers and talk about the crawfish. They're excited to have the weekend off. I'm a little aggravated that I'm not out doing my mission. Now I'll stop. I enjoy hanging out with friends and drinking beer like the next guy. I love to drink beer. I love to cook crawfish. I love that stuff. But while I'm doing it, I'm thinking about the mission. I'm reminded the fact that why was my commitment level so low? And then I get around people who actually don't even have a commitment level and I realize, wow, wow. And I'm grateful for the commitments that I did make. And I'm grateful that every day I rise and grind to sell my product, to push my intent into the universe and to share what it is I have with the world. I'm committed to that process. I'm committed. I'm committed to continue to purchase house after house after house and to produce the best product at the best price. I'm committed to study the markets every day to find where's the best place to allocate my $10, my $50, my $500, my $1,000. Where's the best opportunity for me to put this money? I'm committed every day to returning those calls, to answering the questions, to building wealth. I recommit myself every day to this idea that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can get rich. Anyone can do that. And if you're 70 years old right now, now's the day that you start. You gave up the previous decade and the previous decade and previous. I talk with 55-year-olds that act like it's over. They're too stupid to understand they're going to live another 35 years. And they could have become rich 3 times over. And they can't. They can't because they're committed to poverty. They're committed to having a shitty job they don't like and a life they don't really care about and living with someone they don't really like. They're committed to that. And you can't break them out of it. Okay? You will get what you commit to. What you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. And if you focus on very little, if you commit to very little, you will get it, I promise you. You have right now what you committed to 5 years ago. And if you want something different, it's time to make some new commitments. You can do it, man. Every day I wake up to renew my commitments. This is the whole point of writing down goals. And if you don't want to write them down, that's fine. But at least think about them. Because a thought held in the formless substance will produce tangible results. The book, The Science of Getting Rich, teaches that. That's what the idea meaning of holding your goals in your mind. and it's the most laborious of activities. Because commitment starts in the mind. This is why it's so hard to commit.